Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Global Village. 欢迎回来小酒馆大世界。In the previous episode, we had two Italian girls in the studio. We talked to Carlotta and Mickey about their experience in China. And in today's episode, we're going to continue to share our experiences in other cultures. Another thing that I found to be kind of a culture shock in Italy, before the pandemic, I used to go to Italy every year. Love the food, love the wine. Pretty much cannot go wrong. But the first time I think I went to Italy, because I stayed there for a few weeks, I rented a holiday rental. And then I usually just went out for dinner. But one day I was quite tired. So I wanted to just get a takeaway. But obviously I don't know any apps that I can understand. So I went out to a neighborhood restaurant that I know is good. I've eaten there. So I went there and I said, can I order this to go? I'll take a bag, take a sort of package to go. They look at me as if I were mad. I was asking, some random question. They're like, huh? No, sorry, we don't do takeaway. Sure you do takeaway. How about I bring my own plate? It's non-negotiable. Yeah. And I had to go to at least 4 different restaurants to eventually find a place that did that. Is that a thing in Italy? Like, restaurants don't allow you to order takeaway.
Yeah, there's only one kind of takeaway, which is pizza. Anything else is not takeaway style.
Because for us, food is something you enjoy slowly. You take your time to eat. You eat it as, fresh. You don't warm it up. It's just enjoying. It's a moment you take for yourself. It's not just something you grab on the way to go home and just you have it in a rush. And so I guess that's part of the slow, reason why.
It's almost like a slow life, this sort of enjoyment.
Yeah. Mm. I guess some restaurants are starting to do that, but mainly maybe for lunch.
Mm.
But still, it's not that common. You just eat at the restaurant.
And it's also not common to have a doggy bag. It's not a thing in Italy.
No, because it's impolite. If you don't, if you order something, then you kind of have to finish what you have in your, what you have ordered. So it's not polite to have leftovers. Even in restaurant, yes.
I suppose it's just very different culture because, like you said, we order for a group of people. We'd rather order more than not enough for people. That's why we have a lot of leftover. Mm-hmm. But if you're only ordering for yourself, there's not likely to be that much leftover.
You kind of know your limits, so you order what you can eat. Most of the times, at least.
Yeah. I see. Carlotta, I'm sure you lived in the UK. You've got asked this question before. And no offense to anyone who is from Britain, but when it comes to food, everyone knows Italy is one of the food capitals in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in the same breath, everyone complains about food in the UK. So how did you feel when you moved from Italy, the food heaven, to the UK? Did you find it difficult?
I wouldn't say difficult. It was revealing, I would say. It was very interesting because I was 18 when I moved to the UK. So I didn't really know how to cook, but I had to learn. So I actually learned how to cook while I was in the UK. But I was cooking Italian food, of course. And then I realized how lucky I was having, being raised in Italy, where everything was so, tasted so great. So I started, trying to replicate what was the food that I used to have at home in the UK. And I could see that my friends and my classmates, they were all super excited about it. And I was like, this is normal, normal for me. So I realized how great Italian food was just only when I moved abroad, to be honest. And then I learned how to cook it. And I was always hosting house parties.
People were super excited.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
By the way, even your business that you're starting right now, the cooking is also one element of it, teaching Italian recipes, Italian cooking.
Yeah, as you said, Italian food is one of the best in the world. And it's not, we're not just saying it because we're Italian, but I guess most people would agree with us.
So, I think it's the same. If you ask a Chinese, they would also say Chinese food is the best, which I think Come on, it's not wrong. Italian and Chinese food pretty much dominating the world. Yeah. Anywhere you go, you're guaranteed you can find always. Italian food, Chinese food.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is just share this food culture with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can easily teach how to make simple food or just cook with the guests, like a whole dinner.
Like an event thing.
Yes, exactly. We bring Italy to your house. That's how we would like to say it.
That sounds amazing. In the future, definitely we'll see how we can work this. Maybe we'll invite both Carlotta and Mickey to give us a cooking show or a cooking lesson or we do an event. But now, so moving away from this whole experience of being like the popular chef for your classmates in the UK. What about Mickey? So Mickey, you went to basically the south of the United States.
Yeah, I was in Georgia. Yeah.
And there's a lot of Italian influence in America in general, so they have their own version of Italian food. Is that authentic to you?
Yeah, well, in fact, I wasn't an Italian family, so they were cooking Italian dishes that weren't really Italian to me.
But like what?
Like Alfredo pasta, which doesn't even exist in Italy.
Alfredo sounds very Italian.
I know. Americans cheated. And they pretend it's Italian, but it's not Italian. They took the Alfredo name, but it's not Italian. I've never had that in Italy.
I don't even know anyone that's called Alfredo in Italy.
Yeah. It's weird. But still, I could say that it tasted good. Just it wasn't real Italian. It was good.
One thing that I've noticed about the Italian or the American version of Italian food is not just that they made up their own, but it's also the portion of it.
True.
Let's take lasagna, 千层面, for an example. I love lasagna. I cook it as well. But when you think about the American idea of lasagna, it's always a huge portion and people can go back for seconds. But I was amazed once I had lunch or dinner with an Italian friend, a big guy, and we had the Italian style lasagna, which is like a very small, just smaller than my hand. Is that normal in Italy?
Like, it is. It's normal. That's a normal portion in Italy. Pasta, usually it's around 80 grams.
80 grams is not portion. A lot.
It's the portion that will nourish you and give you the experience of the food.
I see. And did you find that everything was bigger in
America? Yeah,
portions?
It was huge. It was not just big for me. It was huge. Everything was really big. Especially Coke, if I could.
Yeah, that's the thing. Americans do drink a lot of Coke.
Yeah.
But what about in Italy? What do people drink usually when they're having lunch or dinner?
Wine.
Yeah. Water. And wine.
Is wine pretty much a standard? Everyone's drinking wine, even at lunch?
Sometimes. Yeah. I wouldn't say all the time, but
it depends on the kind of lunch you have. Yes. If you have a quick lunch, no, you don't. But again, if it's like the Christmas lunch, for sure you have to drink wine. There's wine.
Let's say kids would order Coke or these kind of soft drinks.
Tea.
But there's not the idea of competitive drinking. You're not trying to drink
each
other.
You drink to enjoy it, not to
get drunk.
Yeah.
It's actually not good to be drunk.
Yeah. If you really space it out, have a very long dinner or long lunch, then it's not that easy to get drunk because you really pace yourself.
Yeah, and then you eat a lot. So
compensate.
Okay. And then one more thing. If you get, let's just say you get invited to a dinner party, what's good to bring? You invite me to your home, for example, you say you're going to cook. You said earlier I can bring food, like in some situations. But in this situation, perhaps
maybe
not.
If it's the first time I invite you over, maybe it's not appropriate to bring food.
It's almost like your cooking is going to suck. I'm going to bring my own.
Yeah, maybe. Make you think that.
But maybe dessert would be okay, would be acceptable. But I would make a dessert also. So we would have two.
You should bring, because you are a woman, you should bring flowers, but in a vase. Or
so there's a difference if I were a man or a woman. There's a difference.
If you're a man, you should send me flowers and not bring them.
That is very interesting. Even if we're not like dating, I'm just a friend.
Yeah. Especially friends. Yeah.
Oh.
Or family. Yeah. Family members.
So if I were a man, I need to send you flowers before I arrive.
Yeah, in the afternoon.
Oh.
With a message, like a small card.
Oh, so just send it by delivery, like ask the delivery guy to send you a bouquet of flower. For a woman, I have to bring flowers, but not in a bouquet.
Yeah.
In a vase.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Like a small plant or something.
Because if you bring me the plant without the vase, then I am the host. And then I have to take time to put them in water. So I would not be with you. That would be rude. But if it's a vase, I just put the vase here. Then we enjoy the time together.
Okay. Does sound... I never knew that. So maybe I have made mistakes before.
It's okay.
Yeah, but the drinks, wine.
You could bring drinks also. That's really...
But do we get to drink it together?
No, you shouldn't drink it. The host shouldn't open it.
Mm.
What if the wine doesn't taste good? Then it's going to embarrass the guest.
Oh, so maybe it's only good if you're only inviting me. Then we probably can drink the wine I brought.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
If you really want to.
You were prepared the wine that you've already prepared to serve to everyone.
Yes, because also we pair wines with what we cooked. So that's also another thing.
Of course. Yeah, I'm truly talking to foodies here. All right, so that's a little bit of experience, cross-cultural experience with food and cooking and table manners. For our listeners, if you had experience of living in other cultures, what do you think about food and all of these culture shock that you've experienced or interesting stories you have, share with us in the comments section. Thank you, girls, for coming to the studio. For sure, we're going to do more episodes on different aspects of Italian life. Thank you.
Grazie.
Ciao a tutti.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Ciao.
刚聊完吃的，咱们再来说说喝的。酒馆终于要成立自己的微醺俱乐部了。如果你平时喜欢小酌一杯，想定期参加酒馆的私密品酒会，想了解酒类相关知识文化，享受酒馆特惠，买到小众的优质酒类产品，那微醺俱乐部就是为你准备的。为了庆祝微醺俱乐部的成立，我们还会在1月8日星期六下午与北京高端进口超市 T11 联合举办第一次的线下品酒会，特别甄选的12款意大利葡萄酒，专业的意大利侍酒师带你细细品尝。今天节目里的意大利小姐姐也会到场，给你沉浸式的意大利文化之旅。对于没法到场的小伙伴，酒馆铺子也即将上架品酒会专属葡萄酒限时优惠，并开启现场直播，邀你一起云品酒。赶快联系小助手加入微醺俱乐部，或者参与我们的首次北京品酒会吧。微信号是 LULUXJG。品酒会席位有限，先到先得哦。